Uncertainty seems to be the economic watchword for 2012. The Greeks opted to remain in the Eurozone, for now. The Germans seem willing to keep struggling EU members afloat, for now. We've teetered near a recession in the United States, and China is bracing for an economic slump. And as we watch global financial markets move like roller coasters, global IT spend must be on the same ride, right? Not so fast, says Richard Gordon. The research vice president is the lead analyst for Gartner's worldwide IT spending forecast, which you can find on Gartner.com. I'm Scott Smith, the host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. The forecast has been updated with second quarter data, so we decided to get Richard on the phone for an update. He joins us now from his office near London. Richard, we talked about the 2012 forecast earlier this year. So what are the headlines based on these newest numbers?
Well, I think it's important to say that economic outlooks remains extremely uncertain right now. Having said that, a lot of the volatility has gone away, so there is a kind of a eerie stability out there. And from an IT spending perspective, looking at the most recent numbers I've seen, we're not really making much change to the outlook for IT spend. We're kind of holding a steady pattern. We think a lot of the bad news is already factored in, and therefore there's no real need at this stage to make a major change to the outlook.
So I know we were talking a little earlier, that in itself is news that we're not looking at a change, because I'm sure a lot of people would have been expecting a change for the worse based on what we've been looking at globally.
That's right. I mean, the media narrative right now is pretty much doom and gloom across the board, particularly if you look at things like the Eurozone crisis, which remains unresolved. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there, and almost on a daily basis, you get more doomsday scenarios about Greek default and the Spanish situation and so on. You've also got positive and negative indicators from the US economy, so the recovery there is far from strong and guaranteed. And even in China, we've got a slowdown economic growth there, although that's more likely to be a soft landing than a crash. So if you look at the news, you might think that the world is coming to an end, but actually not much has changed really in the outlook, the news stories notwithstanding. So from a business perspective and even from a consumer spending perspective, we don't really see that there's any need to change the forecast right now.
How has that impacted the numbers in the forecast?
Yeah, I mean, at the overall IT spend level, so looking across all the sectors of hardware, software, services, and telecom, and looking at the total, the growth forecast last quarter for 2012, we had at 2.5% in US dollars. This quarter, it's been tweaked up a little bit, about 3% growth, but I mean, essentially no change, really.
It's hard for any of us to look past the economic volatility going on, as you outlined, across the globe. But are there any new drivers you see impacting IT spending in particular, or others that we talked about last time that are moving up in importance?
Well, we're paying a lot more attention to the cloud forecast, so public cloud services essentially. There's a lot of interest out there among clients, and we've touched on that area in the past, but on an annual basis. So now we're really ramping up coverage of cloud and updating that forecast quarterly. So that's really one key trend that we really need to focus on a lot more. The other thing that we've done recently is to take another look at what we call client devices. So this is essentially PCs, mobile devices, and tablets. And there's a lot of change going on in that market as new devices come to the market and consumers have a lot more choice. So we're seeing there changes in usage patterns and changes in buyer behavior. So we're starting to look a lot more at how consumers make decisions about which devices they buy, you know, whether it's a PC or a tablet or a smartphone or whatever. So there is a lot, you know, under the surface, under the sort of overall spend growth rate, there's a lot of dynamic and a lot of change in the submarket.
You earlier gave us a quick trip across the globe, hitting upon Europe, China, the U.S. Is there a specific region you would say is being hit worse than the others still?
Yeah, it's definitely still Western Europe. We're seeing relatively, compared to the other regions, much lower growth prospects in Western Europe, as you might expect. I mean, the business environment in Western Europe is still very unclear right now. The different scenarios for how the Eurozone crisis will play out is really causing a lot of concern among businesses in terms of their investment and their spending levels. So that really is the area I would pick out as being the one that we're most concerned about, you know, for obvious reasons.
It was kind of the theme when we spoke earlier this year. So would you say that's the same across the board in terms of both the geographic zones and the IT sectors that we were talking about, as basically things are unchanged?
Pretty much. We've made some tweaks to the numbers. I think in the computing hardware sector, we've tweaked the numbers down a little bit, but more because we can have a better visibility of how 2012 is playing out now that we have, you know, half a year behind us. So there isn't really any sort of material change on a sector-by-sector basis.
Within the forecast, you took both a short-term view and a longer-term view. And you mentioned earlier that the immediate forecast for 2012 is pretty much unchanged, basically holding about the same. Is that the same you're seeing both from that short-term and that long-term visibility?
Yeah, I mean, the short-term outlook tends to chop and change a little bit, more kind of current year indicators coming in to start influencing the numbers. But essentially, there's no real change in the short-term outlook. Medium to longer term, we are expecting this economic recovery to start gaining some speed at some point. But the real question is when. So the 2013 to 2016 timeframe, we're expecting that economic recovery to really start to gain some traction. With the current situation in Europe and the doubts about the strength of the US economic recovery and concerns about China and so on, I mean, the question really is, you know, whether this long-term slowdown extends a little bit and pushes the longer-term recovery out a little bit. But generally speaking, the profile of the forecast is pretty much the same. You know, this year, next year, we're waiting for the recovery, and then the following year's economic recovery taking hold and gaining some traction.
So then, what steps do you recommend organizations that our listeners take to best approach the forecast?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, the good news is it's not getting any worse. So we are going to see some modest growth this year, and I think that reflects, you know, a fairly cautious approach by businesses, and particularly in terms of IT investment. Investments are still being made, but they're being made, you know, with a lot of scrutiny attached to those budgets. So there's a real sort of ROI mentality right now. Does the investment help to leverage internal efficiencies? Does it increase competitiveness? Does it help with new product development or targeting new markets, those kinds of things? So again, I think we're in an environment where IT budget are really scrutinized quite closely, and that's going to continue for the foreseeable future for sure.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard Gordon is a research vice president at Gartner, where he leads the efforts for global IT spending forecasting. The latest Gartner Worldwide IT Spending Forecast can be found in the special report on Gartner.com. You'll also find extensive research and reports breaking down the various spending scenarios and implications. Thank you for listening.